Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark is absent today. And today my guests are Robert Crowley, president of Alaska Fine Arts Academy, and Jessica Jacob, executive director of Alaska Theater of Youth, both here to talk about holiday productions. And Jessica, if you'd like to tell us what play you're doing for Christmas this year.
Certainly. We have
plays.
Yes. We have two shows coming right up, opening this weekend in the Sidney Lawrence Theater of the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. We're celebrating the 100th birthday of Peter Pan and Wendy. So it's not typically, perhaps, a Christmas show, but kind of the richness of the story and the tradition of the story lends itself to the holidays, I think, as well as the eternal search for youth. And we're pairing that with a more contemporary piece, Junie B. Jones, the famous first grader with an attitude, in Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. And that's a lovely story for the holidays because it involves Junie B.'s struggle with selfishness and giving over the holidays.
And Bob?
Well, the show we're doing this season is It's a Wonderful Life. It's based on the classic story of the movie in which a man discovers his self-worth. It's got characters very much like the classic Scrooge, but it's essentially the story of one's discovery of one's worth to his community.
Interesting. And both familiar and at the same time always fresh.
Timeless.
Absolutely. So tell me, how do you choose these, what plays to play at Christmas?
Well, as we always do a duo, we have shows in rep, I try and give a contrast so that we're appealing to the children that want to participate in different kinds of shows and audiences that would like to attend different kinds of shows. So this year, we've got the traditional and the contemporary, both dealing with youth, one male, one female, and both appropriate to the holidays. One very Christmassy for the people who love the red and green and jingle bells, and then one that's more a feeling of the holidays for a more classic approach.
Choosing a Christmas show, a lot of other directors I'm sure can identify, choosing a Christmas show can sometimes be difficult because there's a lot of shows that have been done over and over and over. And sometimes you want to do something fresh, and this show has appealed to me for a number of years as I've seen the movie for 40 years, and I'd wanted to do this, and I stumbled over an adaptation that I really liked, and I decided to do this because I hadn't seen it before.
Interesting. Good. And what is there about directing a Christmas play that's different from directing?
Well, I've had a couple of consecutive years up until this year directing Christmas plays. One was Christmas Bells at UAA, and last season was The Toys Take Over Christmas with the Alaska Theater of Youth. And I love the built-in kind of enthusiasm that comes with the actors in presenting something during a season of giving. I think there's a lot that the actors give to the audience and the audience gives back, and particularly during the holidays, there's an enthusiasm. What about you?
Well, I have a ready excuse. I don't have my shopping done. I don't know about anybody else.
When did you have time?
No, honestly, I think a lot of what it is that it honestly, it helps me with my Christmas, to tell you the truth. And I think it does a lot of that same thing for the cast. It's just built-in Christmas.
Yeah, in mid-October we get into the spirit of Christmas, and it goes all the way through.
Get started early.
do you have somewhat less problem with actors?
Personally, no. I think it's very much the same in that regard. It's no lesser amount of work. It's no greater amount of work. When it comes down to the wire at this point in time, there's greater demands on everybody's time. That's the more significant challenge.
I think that the community spirit of the holidays, though, the magic that's already occurring because of the holidays helps us get excited about the shows, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the actors, too. Well,
yeah.
And of course, you have a difference here. You are directing mostly children.
Yes, the ATY is.
Yeah, ATY is, and out in Eagle River, you're directing mostly adults.
Well, this is a departure for us. Typically, at Christmas time, we do a children's show, and this is a bit of a departure. And we chose to do this primarily because at Christmas we had typically done a children's show, and we had done this just as a desire to be a little bit different. Though we do have children in the show, it is not a classic kids show.
Exactly. And I can understand Peter Pan and Wendy. I really can. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Jessica Jacob, who's the executive director of Alaska Theater of Youth, and Bob Crowley, who is president of Alaska Fine Arts Academy up in Eagle River. And we're talking about directing Christmas Christmas plays and how it differs from the others. Apparently it doesn't differ, except there's a little more goodwill going around. Which of your plays do you like better?
Oh, Jessica? That's a terrible question. I like them very much the same in different ways. Peter Pan and Wendy we grew up with it. We love it. It's a classic favorite. And we have actually added some contemporary tones to the music. We're using some of the traditional pieces as well as some original music by a local composer, two local composers, Brendan Van Valkenburg and Amoro Hogan. It kind of blend the old and the new in the way that we're trying to address an old story in our contemporary society.
And is there anything new? Are you about the way you're doing this very famous play?
Well, we're doing it very classic in that respect, but we're trying to, as much as we can, hold true to the movie as far as the staging as much as possible. And the way that this has been done previously, I've seen a couple of videos, it's been very difficult to do that in most proscenium settings. And we're coming pretty close, I think. We're coming pretty close.
Good. As you probably know, there's somebody else is doing the play.
Yes, Cerno's doing it. They're doing a wonderful job of doing a radio version of the show.
Yes, I saw the one that was done for presenting on the stations, both the TV station and the radio station.
Yeah, there's a lot of synchronicity in town, and actually, Alaska Fine Arts Academy is loaning ATY a few very wonderful costumes for our production of Peter Pan, and we want to thank them for that, too. So kind of collaborations really help everybody.
That kind of collaboration is terrific. It goes on among all the theaters in town. Mm-hmm. I know that I sometimes give old stuff to one studio only to find it
on stage somewhere else.
It's really, really delightful.
Yeah, helps out a lot.
I was telling someone the other day who was new to town that they were going to see theater like they didn't think possible in such a small, remote place.
Yeah, there's an incredible richness of talent and ability in this town that you don't see in other cities of a comparable size, I think, across the nation.
I do, too. And I think a lot of the credit goes to the Valdez Theater Conference.
It does, yes.
It's a chance for all the actors in town to learn a little more about acting, which is great. Mm-hmm. What else have you got to say about your play?
Well, it's a wonderful holiday show. Tickets have been on sale for a couple of weeks now. Tickets are on sale either by phone on the website, and our cast is even selling tickets, which is a new change for us.
They must be very excited about the show, then.
Oh, they're tripping over themselves. It's really and truly a wonderful show.
And I wanted to mention that just as soon as the fireworks have subsided, we have auditions coming up for Aladdin and The Hobbit. So two more very rich stories.
Are all of your actors young?
We have a kid-first casting policy. We will occasionally cast someone over 18 as a role model or with crowd control, perhaps, to inspire the kids in professional behavior. I do consider youth to include developing actors still in college. So when we can get university trained students, that is very useful in helping us mentor the younger children.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And you use local, largely local actors, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Quite. Most of our talent pool comes out of Eagle River, but we've drawn people from as far as South Anchorage and Willow.
My goodness, Willow.
That's quite a drive. We've got some very committed people at the Academy. We really do.
Well, I'm sorry we're running out of time, but I'd like to ask both of you to stay and help me read the calendar. But first, I have to formally say goodbye to you. Robert Crowley, president of Alaska Fine Arts Academy, who is talking about It's a Wonderful Life, and Jessica Jacob, who is the executive director of Alaska Theater of Youth. And your shows begin this weekend, Peter Pan and Wendy, and Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Jean.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents A Christmas Carol through December 18th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Male actors are sought for the 2012 Fur Rondi melodrama. Auditions will be held Saturday, December 10th at Wayland Baptist University, Anchorage at 10 a.m. Some parts are suitable for Scandinavian men. For further information, call 566-3987.
At UAA Theater in the main stage, you can see The Taming of the Shrew through December 11th. I saw it, and I highly recommend this wonderful comedy reset in the 1930s. It's a hoot. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Auditions for ACT's production of Steel Magnolias, directed by Megan Blado, are scheduled for 6 p.m. Monday, December 12th at ACT, 1133 East 70th Avenue. Email Megan if that date doesn't work for you. No preparation of material is necessary. Callbacks will be on Tuesday, December 13th, and there are 6 roles for women in the play. See our audition page for details.
Anchorage Community Theater Christmas play Inspecting Carol plays through December 22nd. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. It's getting rave reviews. Tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
At Cyrano's, there will be two Christmas plays this season. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, runs through December 22nd. Performances are Thursday through Sunday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. I saw a short version and it's sweet. Pinkalicious the Musical will be playing special matinees and holidays. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents It's a Wonderful Life, beginning next week on Friday, December 9th, and running through December 17th. Showtimes are Fridays, Thursday, and Saturdays at 7, with a matinee at 2 on Saturday the 10th only. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
The Alaska Theater of Youth will be presenting two plays for young people this Christmas season. Productions of Junie B. Jones in Jingle Bells, Batman Smells will be presented tonight at 7 and December 10th at 2 and 7. Peter Pan and Wendy tomorrow at 2 and 7 and Friday, December 9th at 7 at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.